This is SDPB News. I'm Susie Hansen. The state of South Dakota has released its education plan. The proposed plan for kindergarten through 12th grade education signals a month-long collection of public feedback. SDPB's Jackie Henry reports.
In December 2015, the Every Student Succeeds Act replaced the No Child Left Behind Act as the federal standard for education. The ESSA requires each state to compile its own plan for how best to meet federal standards. After more than a year of conversations with parents, students, tribal representatives, and other stakeholders, the South Dakota Department of Education released its proposed plan to the public. Mary Static Smith is a spokesperson for the Department of Education. She says the overall goal of the plan is to make sure students are college, career, and life ready by high school graduation. That means looking at factors beyond basic test scores.
Another indicator would be attendance. You know, are the majority of students attending school on a regular basis? They can't learn if they're not there. We're also looking at growth. So you can also look at, okay, are students in a particular school actually growing in terms of their academic knowledge?
The ESSA also allows for a school quality indicator. That can take a variety of forms, from monitoring bullying behaviors to making schools more inclusive of Native American students.
What we plan to do at the beginning is to use our attendance or chronic absenteeism rate, but then what we want to do is pursue some sort of indicator around the idea of positive school climate, safe and healthy schools. So there were a lot of discussions about what does that look like, and we haven't figured it out, but we want to keep having those discussions.
The Department of Education is accepting public feedback on the plan through June 30th. A draft of the proposal and a link to provide comments is available at doe.sd.gov. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Standing Rock Sioux Chairman Dave Archambault has been found not guilty of disorderly conduct during protests against the Dakota Access oil pipeline. Archambault and Tribal Councilman Dana Yellowfat were arrested August 12, 2016, for allegedly pushing back against a line of law officers. They testified yesterday that they were only trying to protect some older tribal members. Jurors returned verdicts of not guilty for both men in less than 20 minutes. In related news, the developer of the Dakota Access oil pipeline is expected to begin shipping oil to contractors via that pipeline today. And South Dakota Senate Democrat leader Billy Sutton has announced he's running for governor. Sutton said yesterday that he wants to help working families and fight corruption. The 33-year-old investment consultant and former rodeo rider faces a challenging race. Republicans control every statewide office and have supermajorities in both legislative chambers. This is SDPB. I'm Susie Hansen.